For KCRW's Guest DJ Project, I'm Eric J. Lawrence. The holidays are a complicated time of year. Between bustling about buying gifts to traveling across the globe to visit relatives you likely don't see but once a year, there's an air of chaos to the holiday season we all share, no matter what holiday you celebrate. This year, we decided to bring our own cheer and reflection to the occasion by gathering some stories about Christmas from some of our favorite guests. When asked to choose five songs that have inspired their life, for many, the holidays played a role. First up is Sir Patrick Stewart. From Shakespeare to Star Trek and the hugely successful X-Men series, he's taken us on otherworldly adventures. But in this personal story, he hits right at the heart.
The first one is Mr. Paul Simon. And I have a track from his album, So Beautiful, or So What. I'm proud about enjoying Paul Simon because when my kids were young and they were listening to all kinds of music that they liked and I wasn't interested in, I was the one who introduced them to Paul Simon. And they have both become fans since that. So this is the song, Getting Ready for Christmas Day. And in this song, there is one line which every time I hear Paul Simon sing it, moves me. And it is, I'd like to tell my mom and dad that the things we never had didn't matter. We were always okay. It's very much a reference to my own childhood, which I've always enjoyed hearing. And indeed, as you probably heard just then, I start to read it and I get emotional.
If I could tell my mom and dad that the things we never had never matter, we were always okay.
Next up is best-selling author and public radio favorite, Sarah Vowell. In addition to being a keen social observer and highly knowledgeable about history, she adds a touch of humor to everything she does. Here she throws it to the king of rock and roll.
From the Elvis Christmas record, this is my favorite Christmas song. It's called Santa Claus is Back in Town.
Christmas, Christmas, Christmas.
It's a very risque Christmas song. I did a story for This American Life a few years ago about how so many Christmas songs are all about Santa Claus as this sort of sexual threat or sexual being. I remember being a kid and I was always so offended by that song, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, and I think I always thought that Santa Claus was this person who was going to steal your mom from your dad.
Well, you be a real good girl. No sleigh with reindeer, no sack on my back. You gonna see me coming in a big black Cadillac.
I specifically remember my parents giving me this record on Thanksgiving when I was maybe 7 or 8. And again, it's a sort of grown-up song. And it's a fairly smutty song to celebrate the birth of Jesus.
We continue our holiday special with a choice from filmmaker, author, and all-around raconteur, John Waters. He goes back to his Baltimore roots for this subversive selection.
Well, I love Christmas, as you know. I have a Christmas touring show. I have a Christmas album out. This was the first track on it. It's called Fat Daddy, and Fat Daddy was the black disc jockey in Baltimore that all the white kids listened to. And when they had Black Day on the Buddy Dean show, which people think I made that up and that was a parody, it wasn't. They really did have it. They called it Negro Day. Fat Daddy was the host. He hosted Negro Day every day on Fat Daddy. So I sort of based the character Motormouth Maybell in Hairspray, a female version of what Fat Daddy was. And he put this song out in Baltimore, and it was a giant hit.
And it's a Christmas song, too. How does that play into your appreciation of that track?
Well, I love Christmas music. The more obscure, the better. I'm just mad that punk rock ones don't have Christmas songs. I wish the Sex Pistols had sung "O Little Town of Bethlehem." You know, I want to push it.
Are there other aspects of Christmas that draw your attention as well?
Oh, I like the lunacy of it. I mean, you can't avoid it. You can't really avoid Christmas. It's coming at you like a locomotive. But the only thing you can't do is ignore it. So I embrace it for all the wrong reasons. It makes people crazy. It makes people nervous. It brings people happiness. But it always brings extremes. So any extremes, I've always been attracted to. So I do a show called The John Waters Christmas where I talk to everybody. If you hate it, love it, how you can get through it, how you can survive Christmas. Santa Claus. All the kids love me.
Switching things up a bit, we now celebrate a fondly remembered Christmas tradition, the gift of music. Sadly, it's a tradition that doesn't exist much anymore, but back in the day, it was a powerful source of music discovery, and for the following guests, a life-changing moment. First up, actor, comedian, and Saturday Night Live alum Jason Sudeikis has his world turned upside down. Look for the
bear. It was Christmas of, I guess, 91, when Harry Connick Jr.'s album We Are in Love came out. My cousin, Erin Muldoon, in Chicago, where we would go for every Christmas, she got that album, and I remember her playing it and me making fun of her relentlessly. Like, what is this corny-ass stuff you're listening to? You know, like, how old are you, 40? Like, making a joke about that. Just really making fun of her because I only listen to, you know, hip-hop and R&B. I get home, and I have that song, the song We Are in Love, stuck in my head. And I tape it onto a cassette 10 times in a row, over and over, because we didn't have CDs back then, so you couldn't just hit the track back. So I would just tape it over and over. I had just fallen in love with it while it was going on and while I was making fun of it, and then in its absence, wanted it around. Now, the reason I love this song, The Bare Necessities, is because he turns the song on its ear and makes it, what I did not know, like New Orleans jazz. It has call and response with him and the band. It's got a sense of humor. It's got the swagger that I still love about Harry Connick Jr. Like, he's just got, the song's just got a lot of soul to begin with, and he just puts a little bit more on it. And that, again, it was like that perfect little bridge between a suburban white kid who wanted to be Eddie Murphy, and then you sort of find, you know, New Orleans, you know, jazz. And it all just sort of made sense to me. It was like a combination of so many different things that I'd liked before. That changed. It was about a month difference between listening to hip-hop exclusively and then the next thing, you know, like blasting the Harry Connick Jr. in the exact same car with, you know, pile driver speakers. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be fonder of my new home. The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me. The bare necessities of life will come to you.
We close out the show with Cassandra Peterson, best known as Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. She may rule Halloween, but Christmas has special meaning too.
1, 2, 3, 4!
I had to include the Beatles because I got Meet the Beatles album for Christmas. I played that record and my entire life changed. My entire life changed. I remember that moment. It's like Oprah would say, it was an aha moment, you know? It was like the way I dressed, the people I hung out with, the things I read, the things I did, everything changed because of the Beatles. So I picked one from Meet the Beatles because that was my first album. I just picked I Saw Her Standing There because I would dream every night that someday I was going to be 17 and, you know, and the Beatles would pick me.
Thanks so much for listening to this special edition of the Guest DJ Project. To hear the full Guest DJ sets from the contributors to this show, go to kcrw.com/guestdjproject and subscribe through Apple Podcasts. Oh, and happy holidays.